Thanks for calling Crash the Video Membership. This is Courtney speaking. May I have your email address so I can locate your account, please?
Okay, it's Garnet Brown at sbcglobal.net.
You said Garnet Brown?
Yes.
Can you spell that for me?
G-A-R-N-E-T.
At SBG Global?
SBCglobal.net.
Bear me one moment. All right, I'm not pulling in a CraftSale account with that information.
I know you're not. Apparently, my Crafties account got lost in the shuffle a long time because I'd been a Crafties member for years and years and years. But and long before there was a blueprint that got messed up in the crafty stuff. And I don't know what happened, but when I got on to log in, when I got on to try to log in, it told me that, and I'd forgot my password, it told me that it couldn't change or get logged in. And when I tried to, it didn't recognize anything. And now, somehow, everybody's lost me.
Did you have another email?
Well, you know, I could have been set up on my school email address. That's how long I've been a member. But the problem is I've retired and I no longer have that email address. I received Crafty's email on my home address. Email address. So I know that you have that email address because I get Crafty's email all the time. Emails all the time on from Crafty's.
Do you remember your school email address? And I can see if that account is...
It's BE_Brown@LGCA.org.
That's BE. BE_Brown@LGC.org.
LGCA.org. And, you know, I've tried to remember if when I signed up at Crafty's, if I put in my email address as my username now. It's been so long ago.
All right, looking at the account, there's nothing pulling up with that either.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to go looking for my little book that I used to write down my passwords and my names, usernames in or something, because I know I got something that has to have that information in it.
I do apologize.
Because when I first started quilting, you know, when I retired, or a few years ago, even before I retired, I found Crafties and set up that membership because Crafties quilt patterns that I printed off, downloaded and printed off, were the only ones that I could follow.
You say you're able to get in?
I can't get in at all now. And, you know, I got the email saying that, you know, the memberships now, you were charging for because when I set up and you didn't charge for memberships. And now you'd started charging to join and you had to, you know, and so I was going to get online and see about doing the yearly stuff and things, and now I can't even get on to see what all that was about.
Yes, ma'am, because our membership is you can do a monthly or annual membership with us.
Yeah, but when I joined, there was no membership. All that was free. And then you paid for classes if you wanted to take them. And so I wanted to get online and see what all that was about. And so because I got a deal for $2-something a month for joining on the membership or on the email I got. And so I wanted to get online and check all that out. Now I can't even get in to see what it was about. So I'm going to have to go and try to find my book and see what's going on, I guess. Thank you for your assistance. I don't know what I'm going to have to do about it.
And again, I do apologize about that, ma'am.
That does kind of break my heart a little bit because I had all those quilt patterns and stuff saved.
I know. Okay. Did you ever join Blueprint?
No, because when Blueprint come around, I think that I downloaded it to look at it, but I don't think that I even, once I got the app up, I figured, you know, I don't even like the looks of this. I'm not even going to join it. And so I deleted the app. So I don't think that I ever joined it. I might have. Maybe that's where all this confusion is coming in. So I'll have to check and see. Maybe that's where it's at.
Yeah, because I know the original crafting company, we're not the same company.
Okay.
So when Blueprint bought out that crafting company, we bought out Blueprint. So if you switched over to Blueprint, then you'll have access to the system. If you didn't switch over, you'll have to sign up.
Okay. I'll check. Maybe I did switch over. So I'll check and see. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
I'm sorry about all of this. Goodbye.
You're more than welcome.
I'm sorry, Crafties is all of this. Crafties was the best company, so I'm sorry about all the messing up. I'm hoping I can get back in and see, because I did want to take a knitting class. That's the one thing I haven't figured out how to do yet. So thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling, Crafties.